In this year of the Olympics and celebrations of our athletes, it would be easy to forget the most significant and noble of international sporting traditions carries on in its annual October slot. I am, of course, referring to the World Conquer Championships. But this year, the Conquer community has been rocked by cheating allegations. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Welcome to the podcast, and this week one of the pillars of the sporting community finds itself in turmoil. But if you were somehow living under a rock and haven't been following the World Conquer Championships, you may be unaware of its long and storied history. The BBC attended the 1971 Games.
The championship begins with the time-honoured greeting by the Conquer King of Ashton, dressed in his traditional costume. At this international level, Conquers is no longer a kid's game. For a start, no one under 18 is allowed to take part, and there's a strict set of very adult rules. No baked or pickled conkers are allowed, and the bootlace has to be at least 8 inches long. It's a very serious business. Eventually, from the 64 original entrants, the two finalists emerge. Martin Deutschlander, a 49-year-old ex-German prisoner of war who stayed in Britain after the war, and is now a local tractor driver, and Tim Dix, 1 year younger at 48, a diesel engine inspector in a local factory. First to hit was Tim Dix with his 3 strokes. And then it was the German's turn. But with his last stroke, Martin Deutschlander shattered his conquer, the new conquer champion of the world, Tim Dix.
What's the secret of this conquering business?
There's no secret. It's just luck that you get the good conquer and a good clean strike.
Modern conquerors, though, think luck is less of a factor.
I'd love to say there was quite a lot of luck involved, but actually we've got people who've won it 3 and 4 times, so there must be an element of skill involved. So it can't just be luck. But the conquers that you draw, you are allowed to reject them, but they've got to have something to do with it, and technique, I think, has got a lot to do with it.
That theory of it all being luck faded as the sport has modernised down through the years. John Burkett from the Championship Organising Committee says there's quite a bit of strategy that plays in now.
The favourite technique is the really hard down swipe. Okay, a smash, I suppose you'd call it, which has got a lot of power in it. And that really breaks the other conquer quite a lot, but you can break your own conquer. The other favoured ones are the ones where you chip away at the other conquer, so either the side swipe or the backslash, and they tend to be quite accurate. You tend to hit the other conquers a lot, so it's a very good technique for the penalty shootout if you've got to the 5-minute limit.
The game started its modernisation in the 90s when, much like rugby, professional training regimes entered. A competitor gave his insight in 1996 while wearing a hat made entirely of conquers.
Yeah, I'm known in the conquer fraternity as the wall boy side slasher, mainly because of my awesome stroke from the side. You know, most conquer players are downward thrusters, but I happen to thrust from the side, and it's pretty awesome. Most conquer players are pretty, you know, frightened to take me on, but that's how I got my name. Yeah, I train for roughly about 6 weeks before the competition. I spend the first week or so doing press-ups in the bedroom, which develop into finger press-ups to strengthen the fingers. And also, you know, conquers is a wrist, coordinated wrist, elbow and shoulder movement. And I've also got these spectacles now, which zoom in on the opponent's conquer. And that's how my training goes. Then I run around the village pond for a week or so, and some arm wrestling in the local pub. But the serious drinking, which is part and parcel of my action, my stroke, my side slash is very similar to scooping a pint off the bar very quickly. So, you know, the last few days of training, they have to line the pints up so that I can... Well, at the end of the season, it's only a 3 or 4 week season every year, and we're all rather exhausted at the end of it, and I end up with serious injuries on the side here, being a sidewood slasher. When I miss the opponent's conquer, which is not very often, but I do end up with quite a few bruises. So you know, I'm busy working on a range of armour for conquer players at the moment.
Now, the rules are pretty simple. Smash your opponents, conquer. But of course, all sorts of devilry can be done to make those conquers harder. Harder nuts. So, for impartiality, the committee picks and prepares all of the conkers, attaches them to shoelaces of identical colour, and puts them into a bag. Here is the conker king, David Jenkins.
You have a bag of laces to pull out, pull one out, and that is your conker. You can look at it, and if you're happy with the conker, you play with it.
Now, Mr. Jenkins has been competing in the championship since 1977, and despite that long and distinguished service to the game, had never won the title until this year. The 82-year-old powered his way to victory, and according to John Burkett, he did it in some style.
He won with this fantastic hitting technique, and he broke the conker in the final in the men's final with one hit.
In fact, his performance was so strong, it effectively caught the attention of the anti-doping brigade, the conquer equivalent of WADA, in the form of another competitor complained. And the authorities turned to VAR. When they did, a concerning video arose. It shows Jenkins finishing his match, then appearing to put the winning conquer in his pocket and throwing another one out to the crowd. It later emerged that in said pocket was a conquer made of steel.
We were aware by the end of the tournament of this steel conker, and I have to say it looks exactly like a real conker. So the indistinguishable. He showed us it at the end. It's almost a bit like a lucky charm, I think, and you know, treasured possession.
For his part, Jenkins totally denies cheating with the metal conker.
Load of nonsense. No other word for it. Really, nothing's happened. You know, just a bit playing conkers, played conkers, and won.
Conquer Championship Committee member Charles Wally says a full investigation was launched.
We're looking at all still photography, video photography, and other evidence that is coming to light literally as we speak. From what we've seen so far, David is completely innocent.
And he's not alone in believing Jenkins innocent. John Burkes was right there when the alleged switcheroo happened.
The video is particularly interesting because it shows me looking at him from about a foot away at the end of one of the matches, which I have to say I don't recall. But anyway, I was there and so was the chief judge, Richard Howard, that we have. So we were right there, right next to him.
Compounding that innocent claim is what happened after Jenkins won the men's final, the winner of the male and female championships playoff for the overall title, and Jenkins lost. So the case hasn't proved such a tough nut to crack after all, but it has launched competitive conquers onto the world stage once again. This episode was presented and produced by Sean Defoe with the series editor John Keogh, and I'll chat to you next week.